Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. It is a wonderful time to be in the house of the Lord. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
It is the first service of this year, and we just praise you, Lord, for taking us through last year and bringing us here again this year. And how great thou art, O Lord. And I get a congregation to say that with me. How great thou art, O Lord. How great thou art, O Lord. Yes, Lord, of all of your tender mercies, we've heard testimonies here today, testimony after testimony of all of your goodness. And if we would stay here and count all of your mercies, we wouldn't leave here today because you've been so good. And we thank you, Lord. Today, we are in the house of the Lord again to rejoice, you know, for all of the things that you've done for us. And a new year, a brand new year, and we're here in the victory of the Lord. We give you all the praise and glory for the message of the Lord this morning. Glorify yourself, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hopefully it won't be a long message, but I want to pray after the message is over. Today, my message is break forth. No limits. Amen. And I preached a message a couple weeks ago. I don't know how long it was, but you know, it seemed like a long time ago. I preached, maybe it was just last week, I don't remember. But I did preach a message on that was then, and this is now. You know, and this is part two of that message. And I will be speaking prophetically into some people's lives today. Amen. And I want to tell you something too, that for some days I couldn't sleep. But I have been praying for every one of you that is here this morning. Praise the Lord. The Lord will, He knows what He's doing, you know, and so forth. You know, and I took some time out to seek the Lord for this church. And I've been praying. And I wasn't able to sleep at all, but I spent a lot of time just praying for the people. And God brought several names. And I prayed. And I believe God has something good for all of us this year. Amen. Now, this is the first service of 2011.
Amen.
It is the first Sunday of the first month of this year.
Amen.
And this is the first, the very first month of this year.
Amen.
My goodness. In fact, this is the beginning, if you will, you know, I mean, of the first full week, you know, the week always starts Sunday, you know, of this year, you know. And this is the first year of this decade.
Amen?
Amen. In fact, so there are so many firsts. There are so many, you know, weaknesses even to the very day that we are in. And that tells me that, you know, there is going to be, for some of you, a brand new start. This year. Hallelujah. And I know that, you know, on a day like this, on a Sunday, first Sunday of the year, you know, pastors all over the world, you know, they'll be bringing messages about hope and so forth. Now, every year, people come out and say, this is going to be the year of fulfillment. This is going to be the year of this and so forth. And, you know, people get jacked up in faith and believe God and so on like that, you know. And everybody comes with some kind of expectation and, you know, pastors, you know, well, you know, they clue in on that, give something, you know, some hope and some exciting thing and so forth, you know, and, but it doesn't always happen. Amen? Oh, I've heard a lot of it. It doesn't always happen, you know, exactly like we hoped, you know, and the reason that is because, you know, there are some simple things that God wants us to do when He gives a word of promise. Amen? You know, so, you know, and, you know, if you don't follow through, you know, and you may not, you know, you just may not get that promise for a long time. You know, we've seen in the Bible when God gave the word of promise to Abraham that his wife Sarah was going to have a baby. Well, Sarah had some difficulty with that, you know, because in fact, when the Lord visited them to say, she laughed behind the tent and said, at my age, and I still have pleasure and so forth like that. But the mercy of God, you know, said, well, why did she laugh? And she said, oh, no, no, no. You know, I didn't laugh, you know. Mercy of God said, well, you know, it will be just like I said. Amen? Well, but, you know, it took, you know, of course it took some time. But the first time that God actually gave that promise to Abraham was even way before that. It took a long time for it to happen. Well, we don't know, you know, all of the reasons why it took so long. Of course, God always wanting to leave an example in the scriptures that no matter how long it takes, you hang in there. Amen? So that was one example. But, you know, but there's other reasons why it could have happened. You know, I mean, maybe people, you know, sometimes when God gives promise, you know, it can be delayed if you are struggling with the promise. Hello? If you are struggling with the promise, it could be delayed. You just let God do what He said, and you believe and thank Him for it. Amen? Praise God. Now, so this morning, I am going to start here in Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54 is where I'm going to start this morning, and I'm going to read the first four verses or so of this chapter as we go into this message this morning. And don't forget, at the end, the Lord will have me do something. Sing! Now, every word that I'm going to read in this chapter is specifically to somebody. Amen? Now, it is general, you know, but it's also specifically to somebody. Now, so, sing, O barren. Now, you say, barren? Well, yeah, because, you know, if you need the fruit of the womb, you know, and you can't get it, well, so this is for you. Thou that is not bare. He said, break forth into singing. Now, the message today is break forth. Amen?
Amen?
Break forth with no limits. Now, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Now, this verse 2 is for everybody in here. Enlarge the place of your tent.
Amen?
Amen? Oh yeah, and you're going to hear some more about that before I finish. You know, let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations, you know. I mean, spread out, you know. Believe God for greater things, you know. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for thou shalt break forth.
Amen.
Amen. So don't be afraid to launch out this year. Because you will break forth. You will break forth on the right hand. And you will break forth on the left.
Amen.
And he said, your seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Now, when he's talking to Israel and he's talking about Gentiles, you know, for our day in comparison, it's like us, you know, when he will be talking to us and talking about the unbelievers. Amen? You know, so you will inherit, he said, you know, the unbelievers, the Gentiles, you know, he will make desolate places to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. I love the sound of that. And if you like that, you can say amen.
Amen.
Neither shalt thou be confounded. You know, you're not going to be confused. You know, this is not the year of confusion. All of that confusion, that's in the past. God's going to make your path to be plain. For thou shalt not be put to shame.
Amen.
Oh my. And thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. You know, and you know, there may be somebody in here also. You know, maybe you've gone through a terrible relationship, you know, something that didn't work out, and so forth. You're going through this and that and so forth. Well, this is for you too. Amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Say, the Lord's going to remove that reproach. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, what does it mean to break forth? You know, the best way I can say this is this. The caterpillar and the cocoon and so forth, before the butterfly comes out, it doesn't look too pretty. You know, it's enclosed in this thing, you know. It's kind of like just shelled in, you know. It's like a shell. You know, but at some point in time, when it breaks out of that thing, oh, then here comes this beautiful butterfly. How many of you are still with me? Well, maybe you don't know, but you can look it up, you know. And, you know, as long as you are in that shape, and that position of the cocoon, you are caged in, you are hemmed in. So this is the time for you to break forth. Amen?
Amen.
Break forth and spread your wings. And come out flying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And don't let anything hold you back. Now remember, this is part 2 of the message that we preached. That was then, and this is now. You know, so this is the time that we want us, you know, the Lord wants us to break forth. And I will show you one or two examples here in the Bible before we pray. Now, in the book of Luke chapter 5, there's a story here in verses 3 to 8 of where, Jesus, you know, entered into one of the ships that he found. You know, it happened to be Simon Peter's ship. And he taught the people from the, you know, just a little bit, you know, into the water, and he stayed there. He borrowed Peter's ship for a few minutes, and he preached a message out of the ship. And then when he was done preaching, now I want you to notice that, you know, there are several ships, but Jesus chose the one that belonged to Simon Peter. If you read verses 1 and 2, there are many ships there, but he entered the one that was Simon Peter's. And he borrowed it for a while, you know, so, you know, and there is a message even in that alone. Amen? Every time that you loan or you give of yourself or your time or your belongings or anything in the service of the Lord, there's coming a blessing. Amen. And Peter, you know, after he loaned the Lord his ship, you know, well, I don't know if people are asleep or awake this morning, you know, because I'm not getting an amen when I should. And I said, and I'm going to say that again, every time you do something for the Lord, give something to the Lord and so forth like that, instead of holding it back, there is a blessing in it for you. Amen. That's right. I want to hear those resounding amens. Now, Peter, you know, when the Lord was done, you know, using his ship, he said, now, I want you to launch out into the deep and let out your net for a draught. You know, that's what he said to him. And Peter said, well, Lord, you know, we have been here all night long. So we didn't know that until that verse, that they had actually spent the whole night fishing, but catching nothing. You know, they spend the whole night. You know, that's like, you know, some of you. I mean, I don't know what it is, you know, that the enemy is holding you back. You know, maybe it's your business. Maybe it's whatever you're doing. Maybe you're in school. Maybe it's things that are just not working out. Maybe it's your relationship. Maybe it's whatever it is, you know, that's not working. You know, it's like being there. You toiled all night. Peter, he said, look, I and my companions, we've toiled all night. We have caught nothing. But he said one word that I love. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. Amen? That's nevertheless, at thy word, we will do what you said. And then, you know, immediately when they did that, my goodness, you know, they launched out into deep. Now, see, Jesus said, you know, you are just on the water's edge here. I want you to launch out into the deep. You know, and they said, well, we've been there and nothing happened. You know, say, well, launch out into the deep. And Peter said, well, I know the voice of the Master. Amen? Amen. Every one of you that's in here, you need to know the voice of the Lord. No matter what you are going through, when the Lord speaks, you might say, just like Peter, well, you know, I don't know. You know, I've been trying this, I've been doing that, it hasn't worked, but nevertheless, at thy word, hallelujah. Nevertheless, at his word. And he went back, you know, they gathered their gear again and said, come on, let's go. And they launched deep into the sea and they threw out their net. And the moment the net hit the sea, the thing was full. Amen. Amen! The thing was already full as soon as the net hit the fish. I mean, hit the water, it was full of fish. Now, Peter was a master fisherman. I mean, he's been doing this fishing. He knew his trade. He knew his business. And he did this, and he could, I mean, and the next thing you know, Peter said, oh, my lambs. He said, I'm a sinful man. I mean, he saw, you know, what the word of the master did, that he, with all of his techniques and all of the knowledge that he had in fishing, couldn't do. And immediately he said, I'm a sinful man, Lord. I'm a sinful man. Now, the word of the Lord will be coming, and is coming already to you in this message. And it doesn't matter whether you are skilled in whatever you're doing, whether you went to school for the business and the business was crawling, you know. The word of the Lord unto you this morning is going to change all of that. Amen? Amen, amen, somebody? Amen. The word of the Lord is going to change all of that. Because see, here's what the master does. You know, his voice, you know, the same voice that created the worlds, you know, the same voice that created the universe, you know, That word, that voice, you know, spoke to those fish. Amen? Oh, yes. You don't think the Lord can do that? Lord can call those fish anytime he wants. In fact, one time he called a fish to bring Peter a silver coin to pay for his taxes. How many of you know that? Amen. There's nothing the Lord cannot do. He is the great creator. You know, he can speak to those fish, and he spoke to those fish, you know, and they were all there. Before the net hit the water, they were there. Hallelujah. And in fact, when they pulled the net, the Bible said their boat almost sank because of the weight of the fish that they pulled in. My goodness. You know, see the difference that the Lord makes. The whole night they were there. They couldn't do it. In less than a few minutes. I mean, I don't know how long it took them to row from the edge, you know, the shore to the deep place. Maybe it took an hour. I don't know. However long it took them to row into the deep place, that's how long it took. As soon as they were there, God already made provision. Praise God. All they had to do was obey what he said. Hallelujah. And the next thing they knew, they came in with a bountiful pool of fish. And they had never seen anything like that. They had to beckon to the people on the other in the other ships that were around to come and help them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That's what God's going to do for you this year. Amen. Amen. If you believe it,
amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap for that. If you believe it, amen. Praise God. No matter how long you've been struggling with something, you know, God is going to give you it's going to be like a spiritual energy that will let you break forth. You break forth this year from all of the things that are holding you back, and you will know that there is no limit to where you can go. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. One of the first things that the Lord said to Adam and Eve when he created them, he said, subdue the world. Amen. Subdue the earth. That's what he said. You know, so if the Lord said subdue the earth, then how come you're not subduing whatever it is that you are going through? Amen? You know, your business, your job, your work, your relationship, your school, whatever it is that's giving you a challenge, you know, God wants to tell you this morning, subdue it.
Amen?
Because that's what he said to Adam and Eve. In fact, let me read it to you. Turn with me to Genesis. And let's read it, in case you say, well, you know, did God really say that? In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And replenish the earth. And subdue it. And have dominion over all the fish of the sea and so on. So subdue is what he said. You know, let it be under you, you know. Praise God. Praise God. And I tell you, you know, they did subdue the earth for a long time. You know, in fact, until the flood, they subdued everything. You know, and, you know, in fact, have you ever thought of how did Noah get all those animals in the ark? Two of every kind. He got the lions. He got all of these, you know, wild animals and so forth. Because he subdued the animals. Amen, somebody? Yeah, you think about it. You go think about that later on. Got all those animals. He gave commandment to all of them. He told the animals, God wants you to come into the ark. And every one of them came in. You know, lion, doesn't matter, whatever it is, they all came in. None of them, you know, lion didn't eat the, you know, the deer or whatever. They all came in, they all, you know, lie down together. Because he subdued them. Praise God. Now God wants us to subdue, you know, whatever it is, you know, that we are going through. Now, the promises of God, and some of the, you know, and, you know, one of the things that I, you know, that I don't want to do in this church is I don't want to wait until New Year's Day like this to give a message of hope and a message of lifting up. We do that all year round in this church. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
If you've been here for any services, we preach that all the time. Lift up messages that can help you every day, you know. And so all of those messages, you know, have sown a seed in your life. But the Lord told me that that seed is dead in many people. And he wants me to speak a word this morning that is going to quicken that seed. Praise the name of the Lord. Now you've heard messages, message after message, times of refreshing, this and that, and everything that we preached in this place, you know, and it sowed a seed in you. You know, it sowed a seed. But he said the seed is dead. I said, the seed, why in the world? He said, it is, the seed is dead. He said, but you're going to speak a word that's going to quicken that seed in many of them today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I give him the praise and the glory of that. You know, now that seed, you know, remember the message. It's breaking forth. And remember, it's also part two of the once it was, you know, like that, and then now it's different. You know, so the seed may have been dead, but that was then, and this is now. And the seed will not be dead after today's service. Praise the Lord. Because we will speak a word directly to the seed that God has planted in you through all of these faith messages that you have heard here. You know, the Lord has planted all of these messages. So now turn with me to Romans chapter 4. And I want to read just one verse real quickly. I'm going to read Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. And in this verse, we're going to find out how God, you know, does this kind of thing that I just said. Like, you know, bring back the seed that's dead and quicken something that's died and so on. Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. He says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of nations. Now, he was talking about Abraham, but I'm going to the latter half of that verse. Where it says, you know, even God who quickeneth the dead. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. So there may be a dead seed. In fact, there was a dead seed. Oh yeah. Dead, you know, in Abraham. Dead also in Sarah. But God called those things out. Hallelujah, somebody. Now God, who raises and quickens the dead. And call it those things which are not as though they already are. See, that's how God works. You know, when he was creating the world, there was nothing. But he began to speak everything into existence. He began to call things. When he looked at something and he didn't like it, looked at the darkness and he didn't like it, and he called the light out of darkness. The Bible says, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, he has shined in our hearts to the glory of his name. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So we know that God is able and he can command things that are not. And he called them as though they already are. There's one last verse that I'm going to read. One last chapter that I'm going to read and talk to you a little bit about before I pray. And that is in Ezekiel chapter 37. Now in this story of Ezekiel 37, God takes Ezekiel the prophet to a place. And he shows him, you know, a sight that Ezekiel wondered about. And all he saw there was a bunch of dead bones and skeletons and, you know, just ugly sight, you know. And he looked at it and there was so, you know, open valley and so forth. But all the bones that he saw were just dry bones and things that looked like they'd been there for a very long time. Just dead. And in verse 3, the Spirit of the Lord said to him, Son of man, can these bones live again? You know, that's the question that the Spirit of the Lord asked him. And the Lord, you know, and Ezekiel was very smart. You know, he said, well, Lord, you know, thou knowest. He just put the answer back unto God. And the Lord said unto him, well, here's what I want you to do. Prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. And I struggled last night. I couldn't sleep. So I just spent the time praying, you know. And he said, prophesy unto the dead seed this morning. And that could be a dead seed in your womb. It could also be the dead seed of the word of promise and the word of faith that you have heard throughout all of these messages, you know. And he said, you know, you just prophesy as I command you. You know, and you leave the rest to me. Amen. You see, the Lord is, you know, let's see what happened here. So, you know, He said, again, he said unto me, verse 4, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. So the Lord told what he's going to do. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
And I will lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live.
Amen.
And ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Amen.
So verse 7, I like verse 7. He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. That's right. See, who is it that saith? The Bible says in Lamentation 3 and 37, who is it that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? You can't say anything that will come to pass if the Lord hasn't commanded it. But when the Lord commands it, and then you say it, he will back it up 100%.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, see, then the first thing he saw and heard was actually there was a noise. He heard a noise. And then, behold, there was a shaking. Oh my. But God's fixing to do something there. There was a shaking. And behold, you know, the bones began to come together. All those bones that were dead and looked like, you know, I mean, nobody could do anything with those dead bones. They'd just been there for so long. The next thing you know, the bones begin to come together. They begin to take shape, you know. And Ezekiel stood and said, my lands, what's going on here? And he began to see something form out of those shapes, you know. And the next thing you know, bone came to bone, you know, and so forth like that. And it began to form a shape. Oh my. Maybe there was a fibula here and a tibia and some of these other bones in the leg and shoulder and so forth. And the next thing you know, all those bones came together. The skull was over here. You know, they began to come together. Amen?
Amen.
And I said, my. And he looked. And they began to stand. And then the next thing, you know, he began to put some flesh and veins and all of these things in there and covered the, you know, the skin and so forth. And my, all of a sudden they looked like, I mean, they looked like, you know, bodies instead of bones. They looked like bodies. But still, there was no breath. Oh yeah. And God said, well, we're not done here. He said unto him again in verse 9, he said, prophesy now. You know, forget about the bones now. The bones have come together. That's, you're done with the bones. Now turn to the wind. Amen? Because God has forces, you know, everywhere. You know? And I'm going to prophesy to some forces this morning. Because God has, you know, the holy watchers. And he has the patrollers in the heavens. In fact, we find out these things. If you read the book of Job, you'll find out. You know, God said to him, can you bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? Can you raise up your voice on high and command things to happen? You know, can you speak to the treasures of the snow? Oh my. You know, so when you read those things, you begin to see some secrets. So God has some forces in the wind and things like that that is going to move in order to help things to happen. So, you know, he said, prophesy to the wind now and say, thus saith the Lord God, come forth from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, so that they may live. Oh my. So I prophesied again as I was commanded, and the breath came unto them, and they lived, and they stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I don't know what it is that has been holding you back. You know, some people say, well, you know, chance, opportunity, you know, bad choices, you know, chance and opportunity or lack thereof, you know, bad choices or whatever it is, you know, that's been holding you back in that cocoon. God wants you to break forth. Praise God. And this is going to be the year of increase. Because he told me, you know, read this verse. I don't say these things lightly. But I've been seeking the Lord for several days. And I said, Lord, you know, everybody says something on New Year's Day and so forth. You know, so I want to say something to your people. You know, and this was what he said to say. You know, he said, you know, this is the time for them to launch out into the deep. Amen?
Amen.
Don't hold back. You know, because God wants to do some great things. You know, and I want to say to every one of you that is sitting here this morning, you will do great things this year in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! Praise God. You know, and I'm going to say to you like this, you know, you know how we preach in this church. We preach, you know, righteousness. We preach seek the kingdom of God first and all of that. And I know that you must seek the kingdom of God first in order for these things to be added unto you. You know, you must do that. But I also know that, look, we all are human beings and we all live in this world and we have to deal with these things. You have to deal with your job. You have to deal with your business that's not doing very well. You have to deal with challenges that you have at school. You have to deal with relationships and, you know, maybe your marriage didn't work out or whatever it is. You have to deal with all of these things. Amen? So sometimes when you tell people, well, seek first the kingdom of God and so forth, you know, they're like, the kingdom of God? You know, I'm suffering here. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? You know, so, but yeah, your mind should be set on God. You know, but I'm going to show you, you know, that, you know, seeking the kingdom of God and having blessings in your life, you know, they're not even two different things at all. You know, because, you know, you are who you are in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You know, God didn't save us and then take us out of this world. He saved us and left us here. And he already knows we have all these things.
Yes, so
it's nothing different at all. You know, it's not like, oh, you know, on Sunday, okay, we're going to seek the kingdom of God, you know, then on Monday through Friday, I'm going to give to Caesar that which is Caesar, you know. No. You know, you are one person in the Lord. If you ask the real Jew, they don't have a secular life and a religious life or whatever it is. It is one life. You know, when you are on your job, you are mindful of the Lord. Praise God. Because when Daniel was in Babylon and in all those places and so forth like that, he was the best. And in fact, they promoted him to be chief of the presidents of the land because there was an excellent spirit that was found in him. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, even though he was in politics, you might say, you know, he was still the best. And the spirit of God was still upon him. And he still served his God. And even when they made a decree that nobody should do this or that, he did it the same way as he used to do. It didn't make any difference to him. They, you know, they threw him to the lions then for that, but the Lord preserved him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, he didn't say, well, you know, I'm going to serve the Lord on Sabbath days only, you know, and whatever, you know, and then I'm going to, no. See, and that's, you know, it is the same. And God is going to prosper you in your business. He's going to prosper you in your schools. He's going to prosper you in your personal life for his own glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. Not because of you. Not because you of anything that you deserve. No, no. You know, the things that God does for us, it's not because of what we deserve. You know, if you think it's because of what you deserve, well, you're going to miss a great number of things from God. God does things for us because of his mercies. How many of you can say amen? In fact, many times, in spite, the only thing we deserve is, you know, judgment for our sins. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, so I want you to look at what I'm going to say to you here this morning. You know, in a minute, I'm going to call the prayer. I want you to look at this, you know, I am going to speak into the areas of life that you have to deal with every day. Every day. Praise God. You know, and when God begins to make the crooked places straight for you, when he begins to cause you to break forth on the left hand and on the right hand, when he begins to do all of these things for you, well, here is a scripture that I want you to remember when he begins to do all that for you. Remember, you know, that God is the one that the Bible says he is the Lord that causes you, I mean, gives you the power to get well. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. He said, remember, see, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee the power to get well. You see, that he may establish his covenant with you. And the Lord is the one that's going to give you the power to get ahead this year. Above only, and not beneath. Hallelujah, somebody. Above only, and not beneath. And I spoke this word prophetically to somebody in my family already over the weekend. And I said, you know, something was crawling for you like the tortoise. But this year, it's going to move like the cheetah. Amen. Praise God, you know. I mean, that little animal can run faster than anything else I've seen. You know, and the Lord, he brought that. You know, I wasn't thinking about it, but he just brought it like that. You know, and I've got other prophetic word for some of you in here this morning. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Praise God. Now, the seed that God has planted in you through all of these messages that we've been preaching, God wants you to now break forth. Break forth on the left. Break forth on the right. With no limits. Nothing should hold you back. Praise God. That one guy, Bartimaeus, he was a blind man. And he cried unto the Lord, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. The crowd told him to shut up. But he cried them all. And finally, when the master, you know, heard his cry, he stopped in his tracks. Because every time you cry for God's mercy, that magnetizes Jesus. And when he stopped in his tracks, he said, let him come unto me. And the man, the Bible says, the man, he cast off his garments. And he ran to Jesus. Don't let anything hold you back. Praise God. Anything that is about to hold you back or has been holding you back, this is time for you to cast it off. Because this is the year for you to break forth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, to the seed that has died in some of you, the Lord commanded me to prophesy. And I will prophesy as I was commanded. Amen. Praise God. Now, so, if you know that you need that prophetic word in your life, I want you here in front of me right now. Because I will speak to that seed that has died in your life, even as he commanded me. Praise God. Now, I will not be praying one-on-one for everybody today on account of the time. But don't worry about it. Ezekiel didn't need to pray one-on-one for those bones. Amen? Amen? All he had to do is speak the word that God gave him. And that's what I'm going to do here this morning. I will speak prophetically, and if God moves me, I may go up to one or two or three and speak the word of the Lord and so forth. You know, but I will speak the word that God gives me here this morning. Praise God. I want everybody to lift up your hands and let's believe the Lord together. Now, Lord Jesus, there be many in here that have received the seed of your promises in their life. But the seed is dead. Dead so far. But I want to prophesy to that dead seed. Hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Be quickened.
Amen.
And come alive in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because the Lord is the one that quickens the dead. And the Spirit of the Lord God in my voice this morning will now quicken that dead seed in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There may also even be a dead seed in your womb. The Spirit of the Lord will now quicken that in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
That's right. There may be things that are holding. See, the enemy is messing with some of you, messing even with your head. You know, but because the enemy, he will do that. He likes to mess with people. He tried to mess with Jesus too. But the Lord defeated him by the word. Amen? And in fact, he tried to mess with the prodigal son, you know, after he came to his senses. You know, he told the prodigal son, he said, there is no way your father will receive you back now. You know, because you see all the things you did. But the guy said, well, that's fine. Maybe he won't receive me back, but I'll be like a servant. That's good enough. Amen? So you must always have an answer for the devil when he tries to mess with your head. And the answer that you must have for the devil is this. You know, I preached a message many months ago, the answer of faith. The answer that you should have for the devil is this. This is what the Lord has spoken concerning me in the volume of the book. That I will be above only.
Amen.
And never beneath.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, for those of you that are in business or desiring to go into business, or perhaps you know, start a business but you are wanting for your business, you know, to prosper and so forth like that. Now, I want to say this prophetically to the winds. Amen?
Amen.
I want to prophesy to the chariots of fire. I want to prophesy to the messengers of God in the heavens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, God has messengers in the heavens. In fact, they go to and fro throughout the air, and they come back and report to the Lord, and the Lord say, what's happening? And he said, well, all is at well.
Yes,
you know, all is well, all is at peace. Well, the Lord has messengers that he's going to send out concerning you, you know, and they will come back, and he'll say, what's happening with my daughter, such and such over there? What's happening with my son, such and such over there? And they will all report, all is well.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All is well.
Amen.
Now, I command all those forces that God has.
Amen.
The Bible says they are ministering spirits.
Yes.
Sent forth to minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation.
Oh, yes.
I speak and prophesy to them this morning.
Amen.
Just like Ezekiel was commanded to prophesy to the winds.
Amen.
Let them go forth.
Amen.
On your behalf this year. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There will be a great victory for you this year.
Amen.
Nothing can hold you back.
Amen.
It's like a great exceeding army. Because there's a great work that we must do for the kingdom of God, and God must prosper his people in order for us to do that. You know, your life, you know, God wants your life to be at peace. He wants to prosper you and so forth, because we have a great challenge. We got to bring in the harvest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ye also yourselves know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that though he was poor. I mean, how that though he was rich. I'm sorry. Yet, for your sakes, he became poor. That you, through his poverty, oh my, might inherit the riches of the kingdom of God. That's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, for the students that are struggling, praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, the enemy, he wants to hold you back. But the Spirit of the Lord says, break forth,
amen,
on the left and on the right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Break forth. Hallelujah. And do great things in life.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of knowledge and of grace shall be upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, for those of you that are, you know, in other situations, maybe relationships that went south, you know, a marriage that didn't work out, or whatever it is, remember what the Lord said in Isaiah 54? He said, you will not remember even that shame anymore.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because God's got something brand new.
Amen.
For you this year.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He said, behold, I will do a new thing.
Amen.
Don't worry about the former things. I will do a new thing, say the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, those of you that had a good 2010, well, this year, 2011, will be even better.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Yes, you can clap for the Lord for that. That's right. It will be better.
Amen.
You see, because our God is not a God of a one-time miracle or the God of 2010. 2010 is gone. God is not a God of the past. Amen? So don't worry. Forget 2010. It's already gone. All we can do is praise the Lord for it. But that's it. It's gone. You know, but today is here. And tomorrow is going to be a better day. Hallelujah! And when you are on a roll, don't stop. Hallelujah. Don't limit God. But that's what he wants me to end with this morning. Say, no limits. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want everybody to say, I will break forth. By the grace of the Lord. With no limits. In Jesus' mighty name. I will break forth. On the left. And on the right. With no limits. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I want to tell you something here. A story here. In Second Kings. You know that the... there's a story here of Elisha, you know, and what he told, and I preached a message like this before, the arrows of the Lord's deliverance. Some of you may remember I preached it out of 2 Kings chapter 13. But, you know, Elisha told the king then, you know, of Israel, he told him to take his arrows and shoot, you know, because, you know, he was, at that time they were being tormented by their enemies, and so forth like that, you know. So the man, he picked his arrows, and he only shot out 3 arrows. Elisha was about to die, you know, but he gave the man a secret for many, many, many years. What would have been a secret of many, many years of rest from all of his enemies. But the man, he stopped short. See, he limited God, and he only shot 3 arrows. He had a quiver full of arrows. The prophet of the Lord told him, shoot your arrows. He didn't tell him how many. The guy, you know, shot 3 arrows and stopped. And here's what the prophet said unto him. You know, the Bible says, and the man of God was wroth with him and said, why did you only shoot 3 arrows? You know, you should have shot more. And now God will have given you more victories. Amen. Don't limit God. When you are on a roll with God, keep on believing. Amen. Because the Bible says, my cup runneth over. Amen. And you can listen to that message also that we have running over. The cup always runs over. There is no limit with God. In fact, everything that God will do for you this year, let me say it to you this way, prophetically. Everything that God has done for you, and everything that he will do for you this year, is like you taking a bucket to the Atlantic Ocean and carry some water. That's it. In comparison to what God has. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. You can take that bucket to that ocean and keep going back, and the ocean will not even be depleted. Amen. You will not see a dent. Amen. That's how great God is in comparison to what you can get from him. You know. So you can't keep on believing and keep on getting more. And every time he gives you more, just bless his name and say, Lord, I want more. Amen. Amen. That's right. I want more. You bless him for what you already got, and then you ask for more, and he is able to do exceeding and abundantly more than what you can ask or think. If you have the faculties to imagine it, God can do greater than that. And I tell you, the power of thought is great. I mean, you can just sit down and imagine, and in all that power of thought, God is greater than that. Anything that you can think, anything that you can even imagine, God can do even more. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. That is why they call him greater than the greatest. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I've said it so many times before. The superlatives that we use to describe him, like the greatest and the highest and so forth. That's just because we can't find anything else. There is no limit to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And in spiritual things also this year. Yes. No matter where you are with God, he's going to take you to greater heights. Amen. And let me prophesy to GMI Church this year. Hallelujah. Amen. we will not have any empty seats. If you believe that, say amen. And no matter where you are with God, if you are here, He'll take you to here. And if you are already here, He'll take you to there. No matter where you are, He's got something greater for you. In material things, in finances, in whatever, and also in spiritual things. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let's lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you believe that we spoke the word of the Lord this morning, begin to thank Him in your hearts. Thank Him in your hearts. Thank Him for the word. And say, Lord, I receive the word. The Bible says when the angel prophesied to Mary of something that has never been heard of since the beginning of the world, it has never been heard of that a woman would conceive without knowing a man. Nobody ever, you know, it was prophesied that a virgin will give birth and so forth, but it has never happened, you know. But when the angel said it to Mary, the Bible says, Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. Hallelujah, somebody. Now I want you to pray in here this morning and say, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word for this year, 2011. I want every one of you to say that personal prayer for yourself. Say, Lord, let it be unto me according to that which you have spoken this morning. I receive it, I believe it, and I'm going to walk towards it, and I'm going to see your deliverance. I'm going to see the glory of the Lord in my life from glory to glory every day. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And for this church, for GMI Church. Hallelujah. Oh, let the people come from miles around. Hallelujah. Like the river that has overflowed. Hallelujah. Let there be an overflowing of God's presence. Even as Jordan overflows its banks at river at harvest time, so let the Spirit of God overflow even in this church in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, come and fill our hearts again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, like the rushing of a mighty wind. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Now, I agree with every one of you concerning your prayer.
Amen.
Amen. And that settles it. Because he said, if any two of you shall agree concerning anything, I take care of it. You know, so that's what you want to do. You know, anytime you need, you have a need, you find somebody that has faith. Don't talk to somebody that has no faith, that's going to discourage you and so forth. That's why you need to get a hold of your pastor. Amen. But I will always believe God with and for you. And all the other pastors in this church will do the same. You know, and don't let anybody ever try to discourage you. If somebody ever says something negative to you, you need to say, says who? Amen. They say you can't. They say, says who? But that's not what the word says about me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want the praise team to come up and sing, All Glory Belongs to Jesus. And we're going to close with that. You may go to your seats. We're going to close. All glory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap, every one of you. Thank you, Jesus.